see. They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Of time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without face. A man without a 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 face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with your host, David James. Yeah, that's me. I'm me and you're you. And that's a good thing. Well, it's been just a little while since I posted a show. I felt that maybe absence would make the hearts grow fonder. I was busy anyway, and I was writing an article that I think you should read on my site, davidjamesboston.com. If you like my work and you'd like to support me, you can also donate with a donation link on that site. But I would suggest that you see this article and read it. I suggest that you don't just read it nonchalantly. You know, I think you should study into it and make sure you listen to the audio clips. Make sure you read the information so you get the full impact of what's being said here. I'm going to try to write more articles on my blog now that I have a little bit more time on my hands. And I'm not going to do as many shows, I guess, because the, you know, people just aren't, I don't even know if 1% of my audience gives back. I thank those who have given in the past, who give, will give in the future, and who are have always been faithful all along. I thank you so much for helping me in my work. And I'll thank you for these other people that are taking everything for free. Because they're not going to thank you or me. So anyway, this is the continuance of the Disney bloodline, and it has been chock full of information. These shows, I've learned a lot, and I know other people that are quite surprised about the Disney family. And it just shows you that the world is not what you think it is. You were growing up as a child seeing these movies, and they really weren't what you thought they were. Even, you know, they were entertaining, and they were full of color and all kinds of things, but they were also full of mind control programming, subtleties, bad things. Let's just put it that way. Many bad things programmed into these things, which were put into you and your children's minds without you knowing it. So I just wanted to tell you that there were a couple of weeks before we go into the Disney thing, There were a couple of days this week that the Father gave that was such gorgeous weather. Picture this. You're sitting out in the sun. There's not a cloud in the sky, and certainly not a chemtrail, which is remarkable. There's a cool, gentle breeze coming from the north. You feel the heat of the sun, but the coolness takes and neutralizes that heat, and you're in a wonderful situation. If you close your eyes, you would think you were on the beach, literally. And in the distance, you hear the crunching and the cracking of a turtle's shell as Miss Elke brings a turtle and lays on her side and crunches on the turtle's shells, making huge gouge marks in the turtle shells and chipping off pieces, and you can see there's blood. Oh, yes, I know it's not something that you should laugh about, really, but if you saw it, you would laugh, I guarantee, because it's just so incredible. The absolute disrespect for the turtle has its own shell, its own house, and Miss Elke will run with the turtle in her mouth and then drop it, and it goes cascading down the hill, bouncing off every rock possible. I just can't help but laugh because it's just so, it's incredible. She has been having a turtle fest ever since I told you the story where we saw the turtle in the middle of the road. Miss Elke can find a turtle or three or two every day she's out there. And it is funny to see this happen because it's funny that the turtle will come out of its shell and I'll say, "Hi there, little feller." And it's not afraid of me. But Miss Elke comes up and you hear, you know, just picture you in your shell. And you hear this breath, this dog's breath on you. And, you know, immediately it knows that trouble has come again and will retract and go into the shell. The thing I had found out about this is that the snapping turtle, which is a bigger turtle but not as deep as the box turtle, can only bring its head and feet and arms and legs in, and tail, I guess, and pull it inside the shell. But the box turtle can do that, and it can pull its bottom of its shell up to the top shell and be completely in its own safe space. So it is an amazing thing. The other day, Elke had two of them. She had one box turtle and one snapping turtle. And they were both, she left the box turtle laying on the snapping turtle, and they stayed out there for at least an hour, I believe it was. It could have even been much more than an hour, and they didn't move. And I'm thinking, geez, I wonder if she killed that. I looked out a time after that, and they were both gone. So they're very patient, but they're not as slow as you think they are. They can get across a field very quickly, which I did not know. It's very amusing to see Miss Elke playing with them. And she thinks they're bones or something, live bones, and she just loves to chew on them, you know? So I thought you'd enjoy that little story. You know, you hear the cracking. I'm relaxing in the sun, and you hear the cracking and crunching of the turtle shell. You know, it's just a wonderful moment in life. Anyway, let's get to the subject matter. I figured I'd tell you that because it is amusing to me, and I don't know if the turtle is amused by it, but they live nevertheless. And don't you worry about them. They're well taken care of. Well, by the way, the article is on davidjamesboston.com in the blog. When you go to the menu, just tap on the blog, on the link, and it'll take you to the blog. Then you go and you can see all the different articles. Many people haven't even seen my articles yet. I think you'll find them quite interesting. And there'll be more coming. I plan on doing the Sicilian Connection Part 2 next. Okay, So let's us move along. So we're on. We're in the book, The Bloodlines of the Illuminati, the Jewilluminati, and we're on page 227. And I'm just going to review a little quick part about this, because this is something that I wanted to comment on this. If you remember your childhood and you remember all the cartoons that we had seen, you know they were very violent. And we also grew up seeing the Three Stooges, which were probably still in... still being shown on TV to this day. It's all these Jews, what they do is everything is done in the guise of humor. I mean, it's the Three Stooges are very funny, but there are, you know, it didn't affect me. I didn't go hit any of my friends on the head with a hammer, but there are children out there that did. And what you'll see what it's saying here. I mean, we saw so much violence in our childhood, just in cartoons alone. Never mind what was on television or anything, wrestling, violence, right? Entertainment. I mean, they actually showed blood, even though it was probably fake blood. They showed blood in those matches. So violence was a great part of our lives and our education. And I think you'll see why here. We read this last week, but I want to reiterate because it's that important. Okay. It says between 1924 and 27, Walt Disney made a series of 56 silent Alice comedies, which used three different girls, six-year-old Virginia Davis, Margie Gay, and Lois Hardwick, to act as Alice, who romps around in a make-believe cartoon world. These cartoons combined live action and animation. By the time the series was done, Walt Disney wanted to try working solely with animation. Margaret Winkler in the New York, that's a Jew, who married Charles Mintz, distributed Walt Disney's Alice comedies. From the beginning, children were the center of everything Walt did. Listen, you see, I must say this to you. And I have said this before. The reason why everyone's touching the children, and they're touching them not only with the television, but physically touching them and everything else, is they're going to destroy the future of the world. Pardon me. What I mean by that is the children, a good percentage of these children that get touched are going to be radicals, homosexuals, nutcases, murderers, all kinds of things because of this violation. You see, this is a violation of one's body, spirit, and mind. Not only that, but it instills a guilt trip, which is a very Jewish thing. So to destroy the children is to destroy the future of the world, the future denizens of the different countries and societies. That's why they're touching the children. That's why they're doing all these things. You can argue with me if you want and say, no, they're touching them because they're sexual. Yeah, well, they were probably touched themselves, and that's why they're touching. That's my point. See, the father has it so that these types of peoples will be killed. These types of peoples, in other words, queers, killers, transvestites, child touchers, etc., etc., they're to be killed. But the Jews have used the law and changed the laws so that we can no longer cull the garden and keep it healthy. See, if you kill these things, the tree can't grow. But if you do not kill it, you remember the old commercial where it said, I told two friends and they told two friends and so on and so on and so on. Well, that's how the tree grows, because sin gives birth to sin, dear people. And so the Father's wisdom would say, cut it off. Completely cut it off. And then, you see, there'd be the fear factor where people would be uncomfortable to be committing these things because of what the penalties might be. But now the devil has made people, they has made the world where it's telling the world, don't worry about it. There won't really be any consequences. You can do whatever thou wilt, and that shall be the whole of the law. You see how the elite are above the law, right? They're not really above the law, but that's the way it is in this world at this point. They will not escape, believe me. But they might escape in this world at this present time. So you have to understand that the agenda to destroy the children means the agenda to destroy everything in the future. The future children of the world will be twice the children of hell that these people are today. Because of this. This is how important. This is why I ask you people to pray for the children. Pray that the Father will send. I've been praying that the Father will send the angel of death to destroy immediately any. Since, you know, man will not execute the law, it's time, you know, I ask the Father to take care of it, to send the death angels to kill these child touchers. And I ask you to pray these same prayers. So, from the beginning, the children were the center of everything Walt did. The occult world that backed Walt, as well as Walt himself, believed that if they could bring out the child, remember this? That part of the person called the child, which really means the inner child. You know, the one that is responsible for all your sins today. Because you were victimized as a child, you're not guilty for the sin. You see what I'm trying to say to you? See, it is all about touching the inner child and the outer child, too, so that you will have an excuse for all the evil you do in the future. Well, it's not my fault. I was touched. Well, you see what I'm saying? You understand what's going to be going on in the future? When you and I are old men and women, we'll be seeing this, and don't wonder why it's happening. I had a fellow write me from Germany, and he said, what can we do about this relationship with the men and the women? Well, I told him that this has been done to these women a long time ago, and the men, and there's very little that we can do at this point. You know, even if you treated a woman with kindness, these women hate the men. And I'm not just blaming women, but this feminism thing has really taken its toll. And these satanically modified women, there are some real women of the Father, and then there are satanically modified women. These satanically modified women are all but lost. I mean, they must be lost, because I don't think many of them are going to come back to reality. It's deep-seated, this demonic thing, and they practice yoga and different things so that they can instill it and keep it in themselves so that you can't penetrate them. Not that the Holy Spirit is not more powerful. Anything can be done. The Father can accomplish anything. But that was my point to the brother. I said, the Father is going to have to turn this around. This is, you know, you wanted to do something about it. The time to do something about it was a long, long time ago. And so, you know, these people, all people, when they become 70, 75 years old, they say, well, what happened, you know? Well, I'm glad you want to do something about it. A lot of people your age will say to me, I don't care. I'm not going to be here. That's our people saying these things. You don't care about the future of the world? You don't care about your grandchildren and children? You don't care because you're not going to be here? I mean, that angered me heavily. But let's continue on here. I just want you to understand why they want to get to the children. So they wanted to bring out the child, that part of the person called the inner, I added the word the inner child, by various psychologists, which you know is a bogus, unbelievable addition to the medical religion, the white coat religion, where man is God. Then they could appeal to the curiosity and feelings. Feelings. That's what it's all about, right? The world today is all about feelings, isn't it? So that they wanted to appeal to the curiosity and feelings of the child, part of adults, even the child part of the adult, the inner child. If it worked with adults, then they could do the same with the child part in children. They knew even in the 20s and 30s what had to be accomplished in the secret great plan for a Jew world order. That's what it's called, the great plan. The Illuminati, or Jew Illuminati, great plan called for family life to be destroyed, for children to rebel against their parents, and for the world to become more violent. Remember last week I said, has the family been destroyed practically? Yes, it has. Are the children rebelling against their parents? Yes, they are. That was a big part of the Summer of Love that began that division. You saw it on All in the Family, the division between the parents and the children. And, of course, is the world more violent today than it was yesterday? Well, it certainly was violent yesterday, but it's more violent in every way today. Children needed to be immersed in images of violence so that the violent society could be created. For instance, in the 1925 film Alice Stage Struck, shows a little girl, Alice, strapped to a log leading to a buzzsaw. They also wanted to make occultism, witchcraft, the common belief of the American people, which is starting to work now. The Illuminati, Jew Illuminati, felt they could bring in witchcraft if they appealed to the curiosity of the child in every adult. For instance, the Donald Duck cartoon Corn Chips, 1951, shows Donald harassing Chip and Dale, who then get back at him by stealing a box of popcorn and spreading it all over the front yard. Now, what does a cartoon like this teach kids, children? Fritz, children. It teaches that stealing to repay a grudge is okay, and that doing pranks is funny. In Disney's 1920—let me just take a quick sip of coffee. You think about what I'm saying here and what he's trying to tell you right here. See, the ends justify the means. That's what it's all about with these devils, Freemasons, Saul Alinsky, rebellious rebels, and everything else. The ends justify the means. Jews. That's a very Jewish thing. And so, in the Disney's films in the 20s, he shows children cutting school, shoplifting, and playing hooky. He shows Alice running away from responsibility to have adventure. He shows prisoners escaping and hobos escaping work. His films are an expression of misbehavior being successful. What does this teach children? In the 1951 cartoon, Get Rich Quick Goofy, Goofy wins money at poker, and initially his wife is angry, who doesn't like gambling. She forgives him when she sees how much he's won. Of course, they want to show the woman how quickly the woman will be gravitated towards evil. I've been watching the Danger Man series from the England in the early 60s. And it's quite an interesting, I've never seen anything, you know, I never saw it before. So it's new to me, and it's, there goes the old ding-a-ding-dong. Well, let me get to my point. You see how noise can cause confusion? You see, it's hard to concentrate while the ding is dinging and the dong is donging. Yes. So let me just say here, Goofy indicates that they can have a spending spree by telling his wife, easy come, easy go. I lost track of what I was going to tell you about the Danger Man series. But it doesn't matter. I'll think of it in a while, perhaps. The gambling spirit is a very powerful spirit that the Jew Illuminati want to instill in this nation. How can a cartoon that promotes gambling be wholesome for children? Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman is a military expert on how to condition people so that they will kill. He writes in his superb book on killing, Boston, M.S. Little Brown and Company, 1996, that the same process that the government has used to condition soldiers to kill is being used by the entertainment industry. The only major difference is that in the military, men are taught to kill only on command. While our children are being taught to kill whenever they want to via TV's entertainment, Grossman states on page 308, that the conditioning to kill, may I tell you that in the word kill, we see 9-11, and 11, actually what you see in the word kill is 11-9-11. K is the 11th letter of the alphabet, 9 is I, and LL is an opposed 11. 11-9-11, you get it? So this conditioning to kill begins with cartoons. It begins innocently with cartoons and then goes on to the countless acts of violence depicted on TV as the child grows up. Then the parents, through neglect or conscious decision, begin to permit the child to watch movies rated R due to vivid depictions of knives penetrating and protruding bodies. Long shots of blood spurting from severed limbs and bullets ripping into bodies and exploding out the back in showers of blood and brains. While the children see horrible deaths on TV, they learn to associate the suffering with entertainment. Are you hearing that? In other words, killing somebody is an entertaining thing, or watching somebody being killed is entertaining. You see? That's what they want you to get out of it. That's what they're teaching the children. So that if you were going to kill, it would be entertaining for you to kill. It's you're putting one with another. In other words, suffering equals entertainment, and entertainment equals suffering or killing. So while children see horrible deaths on TV, they learn to associate the suffering with entertainment, pleasure, and their favorite soft drink, their favorite candy bar, and close intimate contact with their date. See on Killing, page 302. Disney has the appearance of wholesomeness. This appearance is quite deceptive. A close study of Disney cartoons will reveal lots of violence that could not be depicted if the violence was actually real life and not animation. It is the wholesome front. In other words, these things are so horrendous, really, that they couldn't even be accomplished in real life. So they're over the top, is what he's saying. It's the wholesome front, which is one of the deceptions that makes Disney cartoons and films so dangerous. Yes, the image of Disney has been that its cartoons are wholesome. No wonder the Jew Illuminati mind control programmers have laughed on how naive the public is towards Disney. The Disney Gargoyles cartoons are a television series that is pure demonology. The storyline is that a race of demons protects New Jew York City. One of the gargoyles is even named Demona, like the Demona plant, only they spell it with an E here. In Israel, the Demona plant, they changed it to D-I-M-O-N-A, to trick you, but it's still pronounced Demona, the goddess, demon. The Jewilluminati programmers are amazed at how stupid the masses of people are and how easily deceived. How the Disney movies are used as programming scripts is very involved, so only one detailed example is given at the end of this chapter. The Jewilluminati and Mafia, which is also Jew-run, knew that Walt Disney had the ability to get the job done that the great plans called for. Source, confidential interview. They knew they had the carrots and sticks, quote-unquote, to get him to cooperate. There is no doubt that Walt was a hard worker who in turn expected high standards from his employees. One co-worker of Walt wrote, quote, "Walt made a simple statement that you can lick them with the product if you make your product good enough. They cannot deny it." In Walt's estimation, everything that was done had to be executed with a great deal of thought and finesse. Neelan's Barbara Compiler about Ben Sharpstein, article by David R. Smith, Second Impress, Calistoga, California. A Sharpstein Museum reprint, page 2 and 3, one big turn in Walt's outlook toward quality came in April 1927 when the head of the Universal Studios wrote a scathing report on the quality of Disney's studio work. It forced Walt to realize that up to then he had been slipshod and sloppy. He resolved to never take the easy way, but to work with dedication toward making his drawings come to life with character and interesting situations. In 1922, Walt made a film, Cinderella. You know, somebody had mentioned to me that, you know what Cinderella represents in the movie Cinderella? Israelites, us. She's a beautiful woman, an Israelite woman, and the rest of them are witches and filthy, greedy pigs and big hook-nosed Jewesses. This is not to be confused with the later animated film, also of the same title, released in 1950. In the 50 feature, it was released numerous times. The Alice cartoons were made with a six-year-old girl playing Alice. The first six Alice comedies had extensive live-action beginnings and then went into cartoon. A few of the 1920s Alice silent cartoon titles include Alice's Wonderland, Alice Hunting in Africa, Alice Spooky Adventure, Alice Plays Cupid, Alice Cans the Cannibals, Alice Rattled by Rats, Jews, Alice Chops the Suey, Alice Charms the Fish, she charms it, Alice the Whaler, Alice the Beechnut. After the Alice series, Disney began a fully animated series called Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. In other words, Oz again, the Jew, Oz. Here we see the occult concept of luck. Who hasn't heard of a lucky rabbit's foot being subtly promoted? Disney's cartoon may entertain you. Cartoons may entertain you, but they also indoctrinate while they entertain. That's the idea. You see, I've mentioned to you that when you were sitting down to be entertained, you let your guard down. See, you've worked hard all week. You've had to think, you've had to work. The last thing you want to do when you're being entertained is to think about anything. You just want to enjoy. So you sit down and let your guard down. And at that point, you are totally vulnerable to being programmed with ideals, ideas, occultism, etc., etc., etc. In 1926, Walt Disney signed an agreement with Mintz and Film Booking Offices, EBO. Film Booking Offices were Jewilluminati kingpin mob bosses, Joseph Kennedy's company, and yes, he's Jew. For at least the next years, Disney worked under the control auspices of Jew Illuminati Kingpin Kennedy. All of the Disney pictures were registered by RC Pictures Corp. Corp. Get it? Corpse. Corporation. One of the parent companies of Kennedy's FBO. Joseph Kennedy also controlled RKO Studio, which worked together with the other big studios to ensure that no small studio would develop as a competitor. Let me just stop right there. Joe Kennedy, you see, if you don't believe the Kennedys are Jewish, you're absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Number one, Joe Kennedy, you're hearing about what he was involved in here, but he was involved in the 20s and in the time of Prohibition. He was allowed to run liquor, and only the Jews and the Jewish-controlled mafia were there to control the liquor. This is when they took everything away from the farmers. You couldn't make your own liquor. They were breaking into hillbilly stills and taking their stills away because they wanted to have control over what fuel you could put in your tractor as a farmer or your vehicle or anything else like that. They wanted to take total control over the liquor business, and Joe Kennedy was allowed to do that. They don't let a non-Jew do these things. Make that notation to yourself. Believe me. Oh, there might be a so-called non-Jew that might be involved in the mafia here or there, but we're talking about kingpins. So imagine that Kennedy had his own FBO that was controlling Disney, and also he controlled RKO Studio to make sure that nobody, remember what Rockefeller said, that he's the crypto Jew, he said that competition is a sin, right? And so just like they did with this Nix, N-I-X-V-E-M or whatever thing is, where they sent the Bronfstein Jewesses and other Jewesses over there to destroy that white man because he had serious and has serious brains, they took him down because he would have been able to be a competitor. So this is the kind of thing that Joseph Kennedy was doing here. It said that he controlled the RKO studio, which worked together with other big studios to ensure that no small studio would develop as a competitor. By 1937, all the big studios, 20th Century Fox, which means 666, right? F is the sixth letter, O is the 15th, 1 and 5 is 6, and X is the 24th letter, which is 2 and 4 is 6. Paramount, MGM, Warner Brothers, these are all Jews. Cohn's Columbia Pictures and Kennedy's RKO were allowing the mob to skim money from them. Kennedy's RKO gave Walt a guarantee in 1937 that they'd distribute Snow White sight unseen. Walt Disney had their films distributed by Kennedy's RKO from 1936 to 1956. Another little known detail is that in 1926, Leon Schlesinger, of course a Jew, future producer at Warner Brothers, subcontracted animation jobs to Disney. One of these was Universal's The Silent Flyer. In 1928, Steamboat Willie debuted. This was an animated cartoon with a soundtrack starring a mouse later named Mickey Mouse. It had taken lots of hard work and determination on Walt's part, but it was the first cartoon with a soundtrack, and it was successful. In 1929, there's your numbers again, the cartoon, 9/11 right in that, the cartoon The Haunted House came out. The story is Mickey Mouse is forced by a storm into a house full of ghosts who force him to contribute to their spooky musicale. In 1930, Harry Cohn, geez, another Jew? Walt was one of the most ruthless and unsavory characters controlling a studio, bailed Walt Disney out of Walt's trouble with the con artist Pat Powers, who was stealing Disney's money. Harry Cohn is a former New York pool hustler and gambler who was brought in by Chicago investors to front their investments in Columbia Pictures and run their studio. He wore a sapphire ring that the Chicago mafia men Johnny Roselli gave him. Roselli later became a rogue asset of the CIA. Now, I want you to see the connections here. Okay? The Illuminati is Jew. The mafia is run by Jews. The CIA was created by the Jewish M9 or MI5. Jews have always topped these organizations. Now can you see why they would have Italians? These aren't Italians now. There's a difference between, I have made up this word, well, it's Archie made it up, okay, Italian. I've used this word to distinguish between the real Italians and the Italians, which have Jew blood running through them, which are Sicilians primarily, or ones from the islands. You see the connection now? Listen again very carefully if you would be so kind. So they brought in a Jew named Harry Cohn, who was a former New York pool hustler and gambler who was brought in by Chicago investors. Now Cohn is linked with a mafia man, Johnny Roselli. Johnny Roselli gave this Cohn a sapphire ring. Roselli later became a rogue asset of the CIA, hello, and testified before Congress, the Church Committee on Assassinations in 1974, about a CIA contract which was handed to him. Roselli worked for the Mafia Council of Nine. Let me just stop right there. I had this guy try to write on my blog that the devil's number is not nine, and I wanted to say, I think you'll get a little amusement out of this. Little Richard, who is a queer, he used to sing this song, Wop Bop A Loo Bop A Bing Bam Boom, or something like that. Wop Bop A Loo Bop A Bing Bang Bom. Right? Now, I just happened to think about this song. That's not the name of the song, but he says that. Wop Bop A Loo Bop A Bing, you know, something like that. It's, guess how many things it is. It's nine. Wop, bop, a loo, bop, but bing, bang, boom. Now, that's not the exact thing. It's something at the end. I knew it just yesterday, but it's out of sight, out of mind. I don't really, put these things in my mind, but I was thinking about the song, and it kind of cracked me up when I realized it was number nine. Now, listen, M9, right? And right here, listen again. Listen very carefully now. Roselli worked for the Mafia Council of Nine. I will also tell you, with these numbers I've been talking about lately, that there's five families that run New York, five mafia families. You dig what I'm saying? There's five families, the five sons of Rothschild, that run the banks in Europe. Rockefeller had five sons. The five-point plan of Lucifer. I will be like the Most High, that ends like that. Remember? Don't tell me these numbers don't mean anything, and don't tell me they're not biblical as well as the devil uses these numbers. M9. MI5. Let me just, I'm going to go into this later with these things, but CIA, C is 3. You have the number 9 in there, right? I, and then 1. 3 and 9 is 12, and 1 is 13. The Council of 13 in the UK is controlled by the Council of 9. Ladies and gentlemen, don't try to act like you don't know what I'm talking about. And don't try to act like I'm trying to put one over on you like I'm a numerologist or some nonsense like that. I will prove to you that numbers are biblical. I have a whole website about biblical numbers, and we will review that, and I bet we'll see the heavy correlations. Don't tell me that numbers aren't biblical. Okay, so while you sharpened up my sword a little bit there, so it says that Roselli worked for the Mafia Council of Nine, which included Anthony Accardo and Sam Giancana. Harry Cohn was said by some to be the most hated man in Hollywood. His money gave him the power of an emperor, quote unquote. His money got him the best female flesh available, which he used for his pleasure. He always seemed to arrive from Las Vegas with rolls of new greenbacks. Greenbacks. I just got that. Get it? Green is a Jewish name. Greenbacks. The Jew is backed up by green. Which had close associates, this fellow, wondering where all the money came from that he always got when he made trips to Las Vegas. In 1931, Walt went into a long suicidal depression that lasted into 1932. In the summer of 32, he took a vacation to try to recover from his nervous breakdown. By 1932, Ingersoll had marketed its first edition of Mickey Mouse watches. Disney products have served as a model of consumerism for the world. Disney watches have been made continuously since 1932 or 33. In 1933, 3 times 3 is 9. Oh, there's nothing to that, Dave. There's nothing to it. It's just, when you're asked to be a Jewilluminati and be a 33-degree Mason, you're linked with the spiritual king of the world. Who is the spiritual king of the world? When you become 33, you're linked with number 9. 3 times 3 is 9. You're linked with the spiritual king of the world when you become a 33rd degree Freemason. Don't tell me there's nothing to that. In 1932, 80 major U.S. corporations such as General Foods, RCA, and National Dairy began to market Disney products. Ed Sullivan began regularly running stories that bragged about Disney's work. Freemason Dr. Rufus B. von Kleinsmid, president of the University of Southern California, gave Disney an award from Parents Magazine for Walt's works with children, quote-unquote, work with children. In 1932, several artists who had worked for William Randolph Hearst came to work for Disney. Now, we know a lot about William Randolph Hearst, don't we? He's the one that supported the Jew Billy Graham. Oh, geez, all these connections. Dave, you shouldn't be talking about this. This isn't very biblical. What could we learn from this, Dave? Why would you want to teach this thing, these things to us? What point is it for us to know that William Randolph Hearst had anything to do with a Jew named Billy Graham, who pretended he was a white man? Has everything to do with it. That's what it has to do with it. In 1932, Roy switched Disney from Columbia to United Artists. United Artists agreed to front Disney $15,000 for each cartoon. In the 1930s, the Jewilluminati's Bank of America, again, there it is. Who has the Bank of America? Why, it's Rockefeller. A crypto Jew. A Marano Jew. They financed Walt Disney. Years before the... Now, this is all to do with children. Do you think that the Jews would fund healthy cartoons to be put on television to our children? They hate us and want to genocide us. Do you think that they would fund something if it was wholesome and good? You're definitely not dealing with reality. Let's just put it that way. They knew that it was not wholesome. They knew that witchcraft was being put forth. They funded it so that it would remain that way. Now listen to this. Now just connect all this, you see, because you have people that say, well, it's all the Catholics that do everything. Then there's people that say, it's all the Jesuits that do everything. Then there's people that say, oh, it's the Jewilluminati. And then there's other people like myself who says it's the Jews. Well, the Jews always were involved in the Catholic Church in the past couple of hundred or 500 years or whatever. They have been the primary people in the Jesuits. They are the, listen closely to this now. They're the bankers, right? This is the thing about Mystery Babylon, is they are all these things. It's not one factor who's just doing it. And to put the microscope on just one and say, this is the one that's doing it, and it's only to take your eyes off the others. Don't you see this game? Can't you see that this game is the same thing when they do a news story? They're involved in all the news stories and all the fakery and all the lies and everything. But they'll just put your eyes on to, say, Russia for now, or Iran or something, so that you won't be watching something else that's going on, or 10 other things. Remember when I told you that during World War I, while everybody's eyes were on the war in Europe, they were killing 1.5 million in the Armenians, the Armenian Christians. They were also doing the coup, the Bolshevik coup in Russia, and many other things, sending many, all the peoples from those countries there were sent to the war, World War I, so that they could be able to do these things in these countries while the soldiers were away. So listen, try to listen to this very carefully. We're almost out of time here. In the 1930s, the Jewilluminati Bank of America financed Walt Disney. Years before, the Bank of America had been quietly created from the Bank of Italy, which was controlled by the same oligarchy that has run the Knights of Malta and Renaissance Venice. Hello? Hello? The Bank of Italy was a powerful bank in Hollywood's first years. It represented AP and Attilio Giannini. I guess that's how you say it, Giannini. Financed Walt, they financed Walt in the 20s with petty cash to keep him going, but not enough to get him out of financial bondage. In other words, feeding him just enough to subsist or exist. That's what they do to the workers. They only give them just enough money to make it by, but not enough to become independent, you see. Joe Rosenberg. Now, I wonder what kind of name that might be. And Fritz will tell you in this book, well, it's not the Jews. It's just like Bill Cooper, because Fritz Springmeier was sent out deliberately to teach you these things and to take the eyes off the Jews. But meanwhile, you see over and over the connection of the Jews, don't you? Joe Rosenberg of Bank of America was sympathetic to Walt. Imagine a Jew sympathetic. Joe Rosenberg, a Jewish banker, I'm surprised Fritz admits this, came to all of Disney's board meetings, sat beside Walt, and would advise Walt on the direction Disney Studios should take. Joe wasn't a board member, but his advice got high priority. This is just the way it is in our government, too. Fritz had mentioned this. Don't pay attention to people like FDR or Wilson. Pay attention to Colonel Mandel House, who was his advisor, or Bernard Baruch. See, the advisors tell everything. When you look for the power of Donald Trump, look for his advisors. You'll see that it's always a Joe Rosenberg. So, Joe wasn't a board member, but his advice got high priority. Bank of America also bankrolled other Jewilluminati projects and organizations. Bank of America had one of their branch offices on Disneyland's Main Street from 1955 until 93. They were open on holidays and Sundays for Disneyland. Bank of America is slated to be perhaps the only bank to survive the economic crash. When the Jewilluminati kingpins will allow their own banks to crash, Bank of America executive S. Clark Bees, who is a Scottish Rite Freemason, has been a member of Disney's board of directors from 65 to 75. One of the biggest depositors in the Bank of America is Roy E. Disney. Other Disney executives like Rich Frank. Frank is a Jewish name and his first name is Rich. Get it? Rich Frank. Have also used Bank of America as their bank of choice. The Bank of America bankrolled the Disney animation Snow White. Walt managed to sell Joseph Rosenberg on the idea at the time when old-time Hollywood people were advising Rosenberg that Snow White could only be a failure. When Snow White was successful, Walt announced a monster party for all the Disney workers at Lake Norconian near Palm Springs, southeast of San Bernardino, California. I'm going to leave it right there. We're on page 228. We really made it far in this document today. I had so much commentary. You know, folks, I hope you're learning things. I hope you'll help me in my work. If you'll help me, I'll do more work. If you will not help me, I'll do less shows. It's up to you. Yahweh bless you, and as I always advise, don't go down the wrong hole.
Just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste, all the lies that they told erased. A man without a face, a man without a face, a man. A man without